The Trump administration recently passed a law making it illegal to sell tobacco products, including e-cigarettes, to anyone under 21. Health News Florida's Delina Miller talks with Mitch Zeller, the director of the FDA's Center for Tobacco Products, about plans to prioritize enforcement against e-cigarettes that appeal to kids.
How does Florida compare with other states in the youth vaping epidemic? And how well have lawmakers responded?
For many years, Florida has been a leader when it comes to cigarette prevention efforts, and a number of national campaigns over the last 20 years have been modeled on successful prevention campaigns in Florida. Florida has achieved a high school cigarette smoking rate that is below the current national average for cigarette smoking, and that's great news. Nationally, we have an epidemic when it comes to kids' use of e-cigarettes, both in middle school and high school, and that jeopardizes the great progress that's been made in Florida and elsewhere when it comes to reducing kids' smoking rates, because a kid that experiments with an e-cigarette is more likely to go on to try a cigarette.
The FDA has a new vaping enforcement policy to protect kids from e-cigarettes. How does that relate to past and ongoing efforts, and how does it relate to the Tobacco 21 law?
There are a number of components. One is the president recently signed into law a bill that raises the federal minimum age of sale for any tobacco product, including e-cigarettes, to 21. That's going to help. FDA is doing compliance and enforcement activities and a massive public education campaign to get the word out to kids, to get information into the hands of parents and teachers and administrators. We're so concerned with what's going on with kids and e-cigarettes because the research tells us that while kids are aware of how dangerous cigarette smoking is, too many kids are walking around thinking that e-cigarettes are basically harmless. They think that they're just inhaling water vapor. Well, they're not. It's an aerosol. It can contain high levels of nicotine. You risk becoming addicted to the nicotine in that aerosol. And there can be other harmful compounds as well, from heavy metals to chemicals like acrolein that can cause lung damage. It's one thing if we're talking to an addicted adult cigarette smoker who's interested in switching away from cigarettes to a less harmful product compared to smoking. That's irrelevant when it comes to kids. Kids should not be initiating on any of these products, even if it turns out that an e-cigarette poses less risk than a cigarette.
Vaping's been around for a while, but we've only really seen it become more popular in recent years. How much of that is related to those fruit-flavored pods and cartridges that tend to attract younger smokers?
People forget that in 2016 and 2017, we were seeing a decline and a leveling off in kids' use of e-cigarettes, and then everything changed 2 years ago. And one of the reasons why these pod or cartridge-based products are so popular is it's not just the flavors, the fruit, the candy, the mint flavored, but they are very easy to use and they are very easy to conceal. Some of these products look exactly like flash drives. They literally get recharged by being plugged into laptops. There are kids that are using these products in classrooms. The bathroom has been the place for kids to go to Juul. Juul has become a verb. And it's these cartridge and pod-based products, easy to use, easy to conceal, very appealing flavors. And that's the step that we're taking today to get those products off the market. Coupled with our public education efforts, we hope that we'll reverse this very disturbing trend.
Mitch Zeller, director of the FDA Center for Tobacco Products. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you.
You can sign up for the Health News Florida newsletter online at wusfnews.org to stay informed.